force pet owners to bring their animals inside from extreme weather conditions. If the bill passes and is signed by the governor, pet owners would face a $500 fine for the first offense, and pets could be seized for noncompliance. Pets would be inside under the law if the temperature reaches 25 degrees Fahrenheit or below without precipitation, 32 degrees or below with precipitation, a wind chill temperature of 0 degrees or below, a heat index of 95 degrees, or temperatures above 100 degrees. The bill could get a vote in the state Senate next week. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Legislature will choose an interim county comptroller at a special meeting June 11th. But with legislator Joseph Maloney, a Saugerties Democrat with a wife working in the comptroller's office, recusing himself, the legislature has an even 11-11 split between Democrats and Republicans. So it has been difficult to find someone who will win enough votes. Mark Gallagher or Lisa Cutton, two Democrats who have already announced they will run for the post in the November election, have been ruled out by many legislators who do not want to give one candidate a head start against another in the election. Elliot Auerbach, the former comptroller who left in mid-May to become deputy state comptroller, recommended deputy comptroller Evan Gallo. But Doxey reports not many favor him either. Republican Minority Leader Ken Ronk wants acting county executive Adlai Ryder appointed. Ryder was former county executive's Michael Hines' chief of staff and previously served as deputy county treasurer and is a Democrat. Ulster County Legislature Chairwoman Tracy Bartels said Democrats are, and I quote, pursuing the possibility of another candidate. I'm waiting to see if he can get clearance. Right now, he works a job he would need to be relieved of if he were to get the appointment. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a rainy Sunday. There's an 80% chance of showers or thunderstorms, and there could be hail or gusty winds. The high should be 74 on Sunday, and there should be a low around 45 Sunday night with a 60% chance of rain overnight. Monday, there's just a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 2 and 5 p.m., with a high of 58 and a low around 41. Then Tuesday, isolated showers are possible after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 64 and a low around 49. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Those were a couple of pieces from the album called Crocus by the band called Pipeline 5. Coming up next is Near Disaster. Near Disaster by Jeff Cosgrove. Jeff Cosgrove on drums with Matthew Shipp on piano and William Parker on bass. Near Disaster. All right. Sorry to have to cut that short. That was from an excerpt from a long piece from the album called Near Disaster by Jeff Cosgrove, Matthew Shipp, and William Parker. Check it out on TerrenceFreeJazzHour.com. Coming up next is the latest by Stephen Gauci. Stephen Gauci on tenor saxophone and Cooper Moore on piano. The album is called Cooper Moore, Stephen Gauci, Studio Sessions, Volume 1. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cobermore and Stephen Gauci on the album called Studio Sessions Volume 1. Check it out on TerrenceFreeJazzHour.com. Up next is Vicissitudes by the Mike Nock Trio. And the album is published by the fantastic little record label called Rattle Records out of New Zealand. On the album, we have the Mike Nock Trio plus NZ Trio, which is a string trio. There are pieces with just the piano trio, and there are pieces with the piano trio and the string trio together. We will keep it simple and listen to just the piano trio pieces. Mike Nock on piano, electric piano, and synthesizer, Brett Hurst on bass, and James Wapples on drums on the album called Vicissitudes. Mike Knox Trio. Very nice. On Rattle Records. Here's another one on Rattle. It's called The Thing. The Thing with Michael Howell on guitar, Roger Mannins on tenor saxophone, Tristan Deck on drums, and Mostyn Cole on electric bass. The Thing. Thank you. That was from the album called The Thing on Rattle Records. Coming up next is the amazing, the fantastic, and the very, very prolific Alex Ward, London-based musician with the same last name as Tom Ward that we heard near the beginning of the show. Tom and Alex are both based in London, and as far as I know, there's no family connection between the two of them. They do run into each other and play, and I think they've played together. In fact, this music was given to me by Alex at a gig where Tom was playing, and maybe Alex was playing as well. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Right, so this one's called Proprioception. That's the title of the album. I actually used to know what that meant. Proprioception by Alex Ward on clarinet. It's a solo album. All right. Mm-hmm. That was the amazing Alex Ward on his solo album called Proprioception. Coming up next is the Matthias Spillman Trio on Clean Feed Records. And this is going to be the last piece on this episode of the show. Matthias Spillman Trio is Matthias Spillman on trumpet and flugelhorn.